as we are pleased to be joined as part of our post-match coverage by the head coach of the Bearcats, Sarah Goodrich. And, Coach, your thoughts on tonight's match, a tough road matchup in conference play.
Yeah, thanks for having us here, and thank you for all the Bearcat fans coming out and supporting us or watching online. Unfortunately, tonight wasn't our night. We fell short, but, you know, the girls, there was lots of good things we saw. Just unfortunately, the pieces weren't falling for us tonight. The best part about it is these girls are ready to go. They've learned from the moment. We just had a good locker room talk, and they're hungry now. And I think the best part about it all is they realize that no matter what's going on, unfortunately, our team has gone through lots of illnesses, injuries, and just a lot of things that they've had to conquer. So, as always, it's we over me. Every day might look a little bit different, and we battle for each other next to each other.
And for your team, during stretches tonight, I saw that team chemistry that we had talked about that you were able to further build during the off season. Those bright spots, building on those, is still a lot of season to be played for your team.
Yeah, and that's the positive of tonight. Unfortunately, like I said, it wasn't our night, but I think tonight was the night that we transitioned as one team, and you really could just kind of see those girls working together defensively, all moving together. There was times that our communication just wasn't there, and so a couple times that we just didn't. One person thought someone was going and the other one didn't go, type of thing, but defensively, transitioning-wise, they're there. It's just putting the final pieces together.
Some of your leaders here tonight, by my unofficial stats, a really good night for Amelia Thompson. I had her for 6 kills patrolling that front line for your team, and that fun connection with Zoe setting up some of those great chances for her.
That sister duo has been fun to watch. They truly just push each other day in and day out, and there's a couple times where you're like, ooh, I don't know what about that, but it's just the sister love. Truly want to be better for each other and their teammates, and you can tell just by all the time they've put in the off season, but also those extra reps that they put in and day out. So it's a fun chemistry and kind of connection that they have. It's a little different than the rest of them, but yeah, Amelia had a great night stepping up for us tonight and just really bringing that spark offensively, finding those spots. And, you know, when it didn't go her way, she had a great next ball mentality, and she got it back with a kill.
And behind her, some really good balance for your attackers. Addison Ulrich, coming into tonight, led your team in kills. A little bit stronger on some of her swings here tonight, not able to find the court that she normally would, but that's something that it's a night-to-night thing. But good night for her with 3, and then Lindy Fleschner with 3 as well.
Yeah, Addie, even though those kills didn't come for her tonight, she definitely helped us offensively. Knowing her, she's probably disappointed in the amount of kills, but what she doesn't know is that she got their defense out of system for us to help our defense as well. So she played great as well. They were on her like glue, and shout out to their team because that block was strong tonight. But Addie and Lindy have been fun to watch too. Lindy stepping up as a freshman and Addie kind of being that same spot last year as a freshman starting. So they kind of go to each other for advice, and defensively that block for us was so much stronger tonight and working as one. So it's great to see because that was kind of where we were lacking Tuesday night.
Based on what you've seen from your team to this point in the season, what that next step needs to be to compete even better in some of these conference matchups and with tournaments ahead where you're getting a lot of matches in too.
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's been a fun group to coach. The best part is that chemistry that they have and their energy that they bring for each other. We've improved a ton defensively, transitioning and kind of moving as that one unit. But like I said, just kind of stepping up into those questionable balls and using our voices just a little bit more. We saw great things tonight, great swings from people that it hasn't been falling for or hitting a lot more than out of system wise, and our block was there tonight, which helps our defense so much. So I think we have the pieces, but it's just that final step together using our voices to come as one.
Looking ahead for your team, a highly talented tournament of local teams going to the Belmont Clemmie invite on Saturday. You have some good local teams that you normally wouldn't see because they're not in conference. You have some that are in conference. Your thoughts is that's what's next for your team?
Yeah, we're excited to go travel to Belmont. It's one of our favorite tournaments. Greatly ran, and great competition, but it's something that we look forward to each and every year because it's kind of that middle point for our season and tough week of, unfortunately, losses to great conference teams. We're excited to kind of go out of conference and see something a little different and use those things that we have been working so hard together to come as one. We know it's not going to come easy and there's going to be great competition, but we're excited for it.
Final thoughts, Coach, as your team continues to put those building blocks together, and those blocks are there, it's just getting them to come together in a full circle when you're playing some of these really talented conference opponents.
Absolutely. This is a team that we're super proud of. They're fun to coach, they're fun to watch, and they truly just work for each other day in and day out. I would say there's never truly a day that you can ever fault their effort or their character especially. And like we preach to them every single day that this game is more than just physical but mental as well. And it's something that we're building them not to be just better athletes on the court but also carry further on and use it in their future lives as well. But we are excited. It's been a great season so far. They've been competitive and they've been competing day in and day out. And they've overcame so much because, like I said, we've unfortunately gone through a lot of illnesses and injuries so far this year. But we're excited to be at this point in our season. The sky's the limit for this group. And the fact that they always have each other's back is huge. But we're just excited to travel to Belmont on Saturday.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Bearcats at that BK invite on Saturday. Keep up the great work working with your team and continuing to build upon what you've already created with the great pieces you have on this team.
Thank you so much.